Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track to all the content that I publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 51, and the title is Meat Marketer. The text on the sticky reads, "Until a prospect gets to know and like and trust your advice and insight, you're just spam." Here's the story behind the sticky. How do you like it when you get an email or phone call or junk mail pitching a service you never heard of from a person or company that you don't know and have never met? You bristle a bit, don't you? You wonder how they got your number. You complain because you know you're on the do not call list, but you're still getting these phone calls. Or you drop the mailer or official-looking hoax letter into the trash bin. You'll look for an unsubscribe button on an email, but then reconsider clicking it because then you'll just prove it's an active email account to those spammers, so you click the spam button instead. And you might even scowl or fume for a while because these jerks sent you crap that you have to deal with in some form or another. You have to empty your inbox, you got to trash the letter that they sent you, or you have to ignore or listen to a voicemail on your phone. These strangers you never met are creating unavoidable work for you. And you've got enough work to do, right? Now, how do you think a prospective customer likes it when they get your unsolicited email, letter, or phone call? Ouch! That hurt a bit, didn't it? If they don't know you, if they didn't ask you to send them something, if you don't have permission to call or email or direct mail them, you're spam, man. It's a hard truth. It hurts, but that's the definition of spam. Sending out stuff that people didn't ask for. What makes it worse is that all those messages you send are all about you. The typical cold call, blind email, etc. is all about you and what you do. You talk about your products, you talk about your hours, how long you've been in business, you pimp your website, you give them your phone number, you give them a coupon, you tell them to like you on Facebook or follow you on Twitter, and 100 other things that they don't care about because it has nothing to do with the person on the receiving end of your message, and they've got lots of stuff to do in their own lives themselves. Oh, but Don, I tell them I can save them money. Beautiful. How does that go over when someone lays that same line on you from behind an unpublished phone number or from an email address that is something like donotreply@emailmarketingcampaign.com? I was speaking with a guy the other day that wanted to create a bunch of generic email messages his sales team could use for outreach. You can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes around outreach. That's not outreach. That's lazy. Writing a single email that you can send to literally anyone is crappy, lazy advertising. It's not even marketing. Do you think your prospects are impressed by or want to do business with someone who is treating them like they are so disposable and interchangeable that you could just send all of them the exact same email message? Even if you're only targeting companies in a specific category, let's say accountants, do you think one accountant thinks they're the same as every other accountant out there? Then why treat them that way? If you're doing outreach marketing, then invest time in getting to know your individual prospects a bit. Perhaps Wayne Accounting specializes in serving local small businesses, and Clark Accounting does tax returns for seniors, while Prince Accounting only works with Fortune 500 corporations. You wouldn't send these three companies the same generic email message, or at least you shouldn't. All three of these companies have different needs and are facing different problems. Making a unique and meaningful impression on an individual in a way that makes them care about you doesn't scale well. If you're going to send them an unsolicited message, make it one that's based on the value you offer, the solutions to the problems their company may be facing. Visit their website, read their blog, follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook. Search for press releases and announcements. Read those social media posts. Check out their LinkedIn profiles. not just to read their profile, but to see who they're connected with and the companies that are doing business with them by virtue of the endorsements that they receive. All of these elements will give you clues to what is important to them and the people they serve. Your cold call or email or letter should let them know that you visited their site, that you're also connected to one of their LinkedIn friends, and that you have a question for them about something you read about them or an idea for them based on what you learned. They don't know you, and they won't want to get to know you until they know there's a good reason to do so, and your generic bulk messages won't provide that reason. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email alert every time there's new content posted, just go to bigyellowsticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you an update that includes a graphic of the latest post-it note that I wrote by hand using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow sticky note and published for the world to see, as well as a link to the latest story behind the sticky that goes along with that content, just like the one you're listening to now. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Please listen in again tomorrow when I'll have a new Big Yellow Sticky podcast episode for you.